In the news this week, children are set to be protected from sex ed materials promoting radical trans ideology in schools. The Liberal Democrats have been reported over allegations a candidate was deselected because of his Christian views. And journalist praised disabled actress Liz Carr's BBC documentary against assisted suicide. Hello. Children are set to be protected from radical gender ideology under the government's long-awaited proposals reforming relationships, sex and health education. The Department for Education's updated guidance, which English schools will be required by law to have regard to once finalised, warns that gender identity is a highly contested subject which should not be taught. It explains that, if asked about the issue, schools should teach the facts about biological sex and not use any materials that present contested views as fact, including the view that gender is a spectrum. The guidance also introduces age requirements for the subject, meaning children will not receive sex education until at least age 9 or be taught about explicit sexual acts until 13. The proposals emphasise that parents are the first educators of their children and should be allowed to withdraw their children and see what they are being taught. The Institute's head of education, John Denning, is here to explain more. John, the guidance makes some helpful steps towards countering inappropriate sex education in schools, but how could the proposals go further?
Well, it's certainly true that it's helpful, and there's real vocal opposition to some of the things that it says. So it is important to support those positive things. It's only draft guidance and it's out for public consultation. But it is true that it could go further. For example, the law actually requires this guidance to be issued with a view to ensuring pupils learn the nature of marriage and its importance for family life and the bringing up of children. And the guidance does say, helpfully, pupils should be taught that marriage represents a formal and legal recognised commitment of two people to each other, which is intended to be lifelong. But it says nothing about the significance of that for the bringing up of children. And the statistics are very clear about those benefits. Children should not be denied that knowledge for some of the most important decisions they'll make in their lives.
Thanks for that, John. The Liberal Democrats have been reported to the Equality and Human Rights Commission following allegations a party candidate was deselected over his Christian views. Former BBC journalist David Campanale had been a prospective parliamentary candidate, but LGBT activists within the party objected to his Christian faith and his stated intention to vote according to his conscience. After 2 years of hostility towards him from within the party, he was deselected. But his supporters have now called on the EHRC to launch an independent investigation into multiple alleged breaches of equality law and our party constitution. They added, Mr. Campanale was driven out from his democratically elected position, not because of any objective failings or wrongdoing, but because a vocal group within Sutton Borough Liberal Democrats refused to tolerate his Christian worldview. Church leaders from a range of denominations have urged the Prime Minister to oppose any attempt to outlaw so-called conversion practices. Writing to Rishi Sunak, 9 church leaders advised the government to abandon its plans and oppose attempts by both devolved administrations and MPs to introduce a ban. Alicia Cairns's amendment to the Criminal Justice Bill could criminalise Christians who pray about repentance with an LGBT friend and parents who dissuade their child from taking puberty blockers. The letter's signatories warned that the use of the word conversion attacks ministers called to teach the gospel, saying it seems unavoidable that legislating with this language will capture ordinary Christian ministry in its scope. Reverend Dr. Matthew Roberts, a co-author of the letter, warned of the dangers a ban could pose.
I think a conversion therapy ban would be extremely damaging for churches, because what it would do would be to make normal Christian ministry illegal. Our ministry is about converting people, and that includes teaching and urging and helping them to live according to all of Jesus's example. And especially that means loving people by surrendering our own desires for the sake of theirs. That's true in every area, and it's certainly true in sex. And so it's true. That's why we teach marriage. And so it seems inevitable that any normal Christian ministry, teaching people, counseling people, encouraging people to live according to God's commands, would be captured by a law like this. One of the ironies of the proposal to ban the so-called conversion practices is that it would actually do the exact opposite of what is required. It's become very clear with things like the Cass Review that children are being misled by terrible ideologies into harming themselves. What this law would do would be to protect those who are misleading children and urging these ideologies on them, and would criminalise those who are doing their best to protect and help children not to be taken in by them. So it's exactly not what we need, and the government needs to recognise that.
And finally, journalists have praised a BBC documentary by disabled actress Liz Carr, which showcases widespread opposition to legalising assisted suicide. Guardian columnist Frances Ryan said that in BBC One's Better Off Dead, the silent witness star has powerfully made her case that a disabled life is no less valuable or rich than any other. The Daily Telegraph's Anita Singh welcomed the actress's powerful argument against assisted suicide, which highlighted testimonies of disabled people who find the prospect of assisted suicide terrifying. During the documentary, Liz's mother Pat reads a diary account of her daughter's suicidal thoughts as a 12-year-old girl. Pat recounted, "She gets very down and often says she wants to die rather than carry on, as she can't see any good in the future for herself." Speaking to BBC Access All, the actress raised concerns about what would happen if assisted suicide was available in such circumstances.
It's about suggesting, it's about saying that, and in context, you know, that the imagery, the representation, the idea of disability is so negative that as a teenager, I didn't want to go on. I didn't want to live. And I actually say those words. And it's about saying what happens then, and raising that as a question, when it becomes easier, arguably, to end your life because you don't believe that you've got a future. And I have seen so many media stories of people, particularly paralysed in accidents, who end their lives because they can't bear the change and the new person that they have become.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.